Today is Friday, April 4th, 2008. You're listening to the Scared Monkeys Radio Network. My name's Dana Pretzer, and here's my daily commentary. One thing that you'll learn very quickly about me is I'm passionate about helping others. When I report on the Becca McAvoy story, as I did last night on my program, it just frustrates the hell out of me to know that this is a story that craves, this is a story that deserves national attention. Here you have a small child. Here you have a small child that was allegedly raped and sodomized. Here you have a small child that testified not once, twice to a grand jury, and on the way to the third grand jury testimony is killed in a traffic accident. Now we have the possibility of the person who is accused of committing this heinous crime against her walking because of a Supreme Court ruling, and we all believe in our justice system, that says everyone has a right to confront their accuser. However, this young girl at 10 testified once, twice, gave police reports. Do you know what an exam is like for someone who has been sexually assaulted, for a child, for a baby child, 10 years of age, to go through? It just makes tears well up in my eyes. I'm asking you and I'm begging you to get a hold of your national media, Bill O'Reilly, Nancy Grace, Greta Van Susteren, whoever. Remind them about this story. Not only this story, but there's another one, and I've agreed not to talk about that because the family doesn't want me to, but there's two stories like this. When a child, when anyone, when a victim dies before a case goes to trial, any testimony, any statements that victim gave should be admissible. Let's hope that after April 22nd, this case will go ahead and due process will happen, and the person who is alleged to have committed this crime against Becca will pay the consequences. Becca McAvoy is in heaven. Now I ask you to help me get some national attention for this very, very, very important story. I'm Dana Pretzer.